It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Heroin and opioid abuse has become a nationwide epidemic. It's a growing problem in western Pennsylvania, particularly in Allegheny and Westmoreland counties. A report issued by the Westmoreland County Coroner on 2015 death investigation shows that more than half of the record 126 fatal overdoses involved drugs other than heroin. So what's being done in the Commonwealth to address the problem? I'm joined now by phone from Harrisburg by Deputy Secretary of Health, Lauren Hughes. She is pinch hitting for Secretary Karen Murphy, who is out sick today. Secretary Hughes, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is esspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at esspgh. Again, the number 412-246-2002. And Lauren Murphy, along with other states, Pennsylvania is facing a heroin and opioid overdose crisis. What role is your office playing in confronting this problem in the Commonwealth?
You bet. It's a great question. And what our office is doing in terms of combating this crisis is part of a comprehensive strategy that the governor is putting forth. We are specifically, as the Department of Health, overseeing the development and launch of the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. It's also known in Pennsylvania as ABCMAP, or Achieving Better Care Through Monitoring All Prescriptions, the more commonly known nationwide as a PDMP, again, Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. The PDMP is an online data tool that will allow doctors and pharmacists to track prescriptions of controlled substances, such as opioid pain killers that patients may be prescribed. The ultimate goal of this tool is to provide data for healthcare professionals that if they suspect that a patient may be suffering from the disease of addiction, it allows them to have some data to substantiate that clinical intuition and to have a conversation with the patient and or his or her family in order to get that patient into the treatment that he or she needs.
Why did it take so long to get that program started?
When the after the law was passed without any appropriations or any funding to support its implementation. And then with the challenges of the budget impasse, it has been just a little bit slower to move things forward. And so it's affected not just the PDMP, but a lot of our projects and initiatives. Despite those challenges, we've been able to move forward the development of the PDMP, most namely the selection of a software vendor that will be building the tool that we will use for the PDMP, and then also the hiring of our new director for the PDMP office. And our new director began a week ago today.
And we'll talk about her as we get further along in this conversation. Tim Phillips, the drug prevention coordinator for the Westmoreland Community Action Agency, says, quote, "We've seen in other areas that once a registry is in place, they've seen heroin use go up," end quote. What concerns does this raise for you?
We absolutely share that concern. And in fact, we have seen this elsewhere. The concern is rooted in the fact that if, a physician in the office might notice that there's data that substantiates there may be an issue of addiction, that they would be less likely to prescribe that medication, and hence the concern that they would go elsewhere to purchase those medications on the street and or transition to use heroin. We are aware of this and actively pursuing other strategies that would mitigate that challenge, including looking at increased access to treatment, improving length of stay, very aggressively developing kind of guidelines for prescribers to prescribe these medications for different clinical indications, partnering with various organizations to provide continuing medical education for physicians and for pharmacists. And Dr. Levine, our physician general, recently signed a law to have to increase access to naloxone, a medication that can reverse the effects of opioids and of heroin. So the PDMP is not the only strategy that we are pursuing, but rather it's embedded in a wide variety of initiatives that we hope will mitigate this the challenge of opioid overprescribing and the heroin overdose epidemic from a variety of different angles.
It's Essential Pittsburgh, and my guest is Pennsylvania Deputy Secretary of Health Lauren Hughes. If you'd like to join our conversation, 412-246-2002 is the number to call if you or someone in your family has been impacted by the growing problem in Western Pennsylvania, the epidemic use of and abuse of heroin and opioids. Call us at 412-246-2002. We'd like to hear your story. We'd like to hear about where you turned for help or if there were problems getting help. And also if the widespread availability of naloxone has somehow impacted you or someone you know. And Deputy Secretary Hughes, you were talking earlier about naloxone, the antidote that reverses the effects of opiate-induced overdoses. Can that, combined with public education, reduce the number of fatal overdoses in Pennsylvania?
I believe it can. In fact, I don't have those numbers in front of me, but we have seen and heard of rescues from the use of naloxone among our EMS professionals, for example, in the state. We'd be happy to get those numbers for you, but we have heard and have seen the numbers where, in fact, we have had saves from the use of naloxone. And as you know, public education around this epidemic continues to expand, we most certainly will be doing our part to expand knowledge and information with regard to naloxone, how to use it, what it's used for, and to make sure that it is available when patients and families need it.
I mentioned earlier the report by the Westmoreland County Coroner on 2015 death investigation showing that more than half of the fatal overdoses, there were 126 of them in 2015 in Westmoreland County, that more than half of those involved drugs other than heroin. How big of a problem is just the overprescribing of pain medications? There seems to be a growing awareness that you can't just prescribe for people that are in pain or that say that I'm in pain and I need something, that this has gotten out of hand. You know, once something like this is you know, out of the box, as it were, how do you rein it back in?
That's a great question. And you're right in that pain is, especially starting in the 90s, was sort of what we called kind of the new vital sign, right? Blood pressure, pulse, et cetera. And we started asking about pain and trying to do our best to, you know, to diagnose it, to discuss it, and to treat it. It led to a dramatic increase in the prescriptions for opioids and related medications that did, in fact, end up having significant addictive potential. At the same time, we were also seeing an increase in availability of potent and of cheap heroin. So it is a has been a challenge. There is increasing awareness. You know, it's hard to go to any sort of even kind of medical meeting or continuing medical education sort of event where this is not being, the crisis is not being discussed in some way. And so, you know, the first step is to have, is to recognize the problem, understand the breadth and the scope of the problem, and then to advance various solutions to try to make sure that we're still adequately and appropriately treating pain, but also to recognize that prescribing medications such as opioids is not the only way to treat pain, but there are many non-pharmacologic methods by which we can also address patients' pain. But it most certainly entails that we have a paradigm shift in how it is that we discuss and approach pain and address it in the doctor's office.
And what organizations throughout the state is the Department of Health working with?
So we are, again, our director just started a week ago, and so we are amassing a list right now of various organizations, including healthcare professional organizations, various medical associations that we'll be working with, not only to develop sort of a tailored education program around how to use this new prescription drug monitoring program tool, but also the larger purpose of using a tool like this, which is to get patients into treatment that they need to need for this the chronic disease of addiction. So we anticipate that this effort will not will be much more successful when we work in concert with our stakeholder partners and groups. And we are going to be taking a very an all-inclusive approach in moving this work forward.
And, you know, certainly, as we have mentioned, heroin and opioid addiction is a problem throughout the United States. Are you aware of other programs around the country that are fighting addiction that could be used as a model?
Absolutely. I mean, there are, states, Pennsylvania is not alone in trying to fight the heroin and opioid addiction crisis. And many states are experimenting with a variety of the solutions I've already mentioned that we are, attempting here in Pennsylvania, including developing, prescription guidelines for physicians so that they have guidance with regard to the appropriate prescribing of these medications in for different clinical situations, whether you are chronic pain and you're a person that doesn't have a chronic non-cancer pain, for example, or if you, you have a sports injury, or if you have, dental pain, that we are, in Pennsylvania, is developing guidelines that are much more specific and for many more different clinical indications than some of our peer states are doing. We're also exploring increasing access to medication-assisted treatment, looking at increasing lengths of stay, looking at naloxone. Many states and other city health departments across the country are looking at this as well, making sure that gets into the hands of appropriate law enforcement hands, EMS personnel, looking at developing CME programs, continuing medical education programs for physicians and for pharmacists and other healthcare professionals. And so we are, exploring a wide range of initiatives that collectively will combat this crisis. And this is similar in approach to what other states are doing as well.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I'm talking with Lauren Hughes. She is Deputy Secretary in the Pennsylvania Department of Health. We, again, were originally scheduled to have Karen Murphy with us, and Lauren Hughes is pinch hitting for her today as Ms. Murphy is out sick. Chris on Twitter has an interesting question. He says, are states with legal pot, such as Washington, Oregon, and Colorado, experiencing the same heroin problems? Has any serious thought been given to legalizing here to help combat the heroin problem? Certainly that has come up in the legislature, and the Senate passed a version and the House passed a version, which it sounds like they will eventually come to an agreement on. So, Lauren, what about Chris's question, and what are you seeing in other states that have legalized pot?
Great question. So most certainly I'm not an expert on what other states or know their data with regard to this issue, but we are aware of the potential link and crossover between those medications, and we'll be examining the issue and determining what is what are the best sorts of programs that we can offer in this regard moving forward.
All right, Chris, thanks for that question. And again, you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH, email ESSPGH at WESA.FM. Again, that's ESSPGH at WESA.FM. And 412-246-2002 is the number to go on the air with us. You had discussed that the Pennsylvania Department of Health has named a new director of the state prescription drug monitoring program. That is Meghna Patel. What can you tell us about her and particularly her qualifications for doing this very difficult job?
Sure. Now, we're so fortunate to have Meghna Patel join us again. She has been here for a week as of today. She comes to us from a Geisinger Health System, where she successfully implemented and managed a very, very large health information technology project. So taking on challenging health IT projects is not a new, not a new issue for her. And we're, again, incredibly fortunate to have her and her expertise here within the Department of Health. Within her role as director of the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program Office, she will be responsible for successfully developing, launching, and managing the PDMP and its online database functionalities, helping helping educate physicians and pharmacists around the use of the tool. And then once we get it off the ground and make sure that we are properly implementing this tool in clinical workflows within the office, we'll be also looking to improvements to the program in the future. So she has a tall order in front of her, but we are very confident that she is up for the job.
And are you anticipating that this will be a pivotal year in Pennsylvania's battle against heroin and opioid abuse?
I believe it will be, especially with the launch of the PDMP. It has been something that has been long anticipated. It is important to remember that Pennsylvania has actually had a prescription drug monitoring program for a number of years, but it was strictly for law enforcement purposes to prevent fraud and abuse with regard to these medications, to prevent diversion of these medications, to selling them inappropriately, and so forth. But up until the development of this particular PDMP that will have a health focus, physicians and pharmacists were not able to access that data in the previous version of the PDMP. So given that there is much attention being paid to this issue, again, it is a focus of many of medical meetings and summits and discussions and so forth. It's a really critical clinical topic du jour at the moment that I am confident that the PDMP will be in its new functionality, again, to help identify patients that are suffering from the disease of addiction and getting them into the treatment that they need. It will play a very critical role in our collective state response to this crisis.
Deputy Pennsylvania Secretary of Health Lauren Hughes joining us by phone from Harrisburg. Ms. Hughes, thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure to visit with you today.
Coming up, a discussion on the future of U.S. and Cuban relations with a couple of local experts. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.